This is We've Got Issues on Interlochen Public Radio, a weekly look at the political state we live in. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Childcare is hard to find in northern Michigan. Parents often face year-long waiting lists to find someone to take care of their infants while they're at work. And some are resorting to illegal providers that they find on Facebook or Craigslist. Experts say low pay and burdensome regulations are to blame for the rapidly declining number of childcare providers. And with new regulations set to take effect later this year, the problem may get worse. IPR's Aaron Selbig reports.
Finding licensed childcare up north has always been a little challenging, but lately the problem has gone from challenging to crisis.
The shortage has really gotten critical in the last 2 years.
Mary Manor works for Great Start Collaborative, a nonprofit that tries to connect families with childcare providers. But over the last 3 years, Manor says 25% of Northern Michigan's childcare providers have shut down. Some have retired, while others have burned out.
We pay them less than we pay animal handlers and nail technicians. So it's a big challenge to attract and retain people to the field of childcare because the wages just aren't there.
The average salary for a childcare worker up north is only about $19,000 a year. People can make more money working at Meijer or McDonald's, and Manor says that's what many of them are doing. She says the exodus of childcare providers is leaving working parents in a desperate situation.
What's the option? You know, we know sometimes the option is that you pack up your kiddos into your car and you park your car close to where you work, and you leave them with books and toys and you go out and check on them every few minutes. I mean, that's what people do. They do that to keep their jobs.
Nicole White is packing her kids in the car at 7 a.m. White has to leave her home in Leland early. Her baby daughter, Finley, goes to one place while her toddler son, Forrest, goes to another. And then she has to get to her job as senior web editor at MyNorth in Traverse City. The 3 hours of driving every day and the constant worry about childcare takes a toll.
It's kind of a lose-lose situation that I battle every day. You know, you don't feel like you're quite the mother that you could be, and you don't feel like you're quite the employee that you could be.
White and her husband moved here from North Carolina last summer. Like a lot of people, they always dreamed of a life up north. But White quickly figured out that finding childcare, especially for an infant, was going to be a huge problem.
I had no idea it was such a debacle.
A year-long waiting list wasn't going to work for White, who already had a good job lined up, so she found a provider for her infant daughter who's not licensed by the state. Her toddler son, Forrest, goes to one of the few large daycare centers in Traverse City.
It is heart-wrenching to drop him off for 9 hours and know that some lady is being paid $7, $8, maybe $9 an hour to give what kind of care?
Mary Manor says the pay is the biggest reason why childcare providers are closing up shop, but she thinks more people might be willing to get into the business if it weren't for a daunting and expensive list of government regulations that apply to childcare providers.
You know, on the one hand, I mean, these are our kids, so we want them to be safe. On the other hand, sometimes some of the regulations don't seem to make sense in terms of what's best for the parents and the kids.
Even if you just wanted to take care of a few children in your home, you'd be looking at a list of regulations that compare to starting a restaurant. Mark Jansen is director of the Child Care Licensing Division of LARA, the Michigan Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs.
A radon test, you will have an environmental health test. They will have to have a medical a form that basically says that they're in, you know, good medical health.
There's also a heating system inspection, first aid training, CPR certification, and a criminal background check, all of which you pay for yourself. Laura estimates the cost of starting an in-home daycare at anywhere between $1,500 and $5,000. There are grants and subsidies available to help, but for that, you have to have an associate's degree in child development.
I think the biggest advice that I can give people who want to go into daycare is their mindset.
Jen Ray has been running a daycare in her Traverse City home for 15 years.
When I started 15 years ago, I started with the toys that I had for my own children and hooked on phonics, and I was proud of that. Today, that wouldn't fly.
Ray's daycare is more like a preschool these days. She has 6 kids in her house. That's the maximum allowed by the state. And they're all learning every day. Ray says people thinking about getting into childcare need to realize that the game has changed.
One of the things that I see over and over again are people starting so they can be home with their own children. That's admirable. However, they don't go into it with the mind of a business. You can't go into it thinking that you're just going to go babysit kids and put them in front of a television all day and have an income.
The childcare crisis in northern Michigan might be about to get worse. Mark Jansen says that's because of changes coming down from the federal government.
Because the federal law changed in 2014-15, we're now being forced at the state level to make changes to match up to the federal laws.
One of the biggest changes is an expansion of criminal background checks. Now everyone in a childcare household, not just the provider, will have to get a background check. Great Start Collaborative says that's likely to force more childcare providers out of business. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.